This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our weekly talk radio review, the overview of the hot hits, the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen here with colleagues from the talk radio world to talk about the stories that people all go through the list in a minute. But first, let me introduce Victoria Jones, who is here. She's not a stranger to our group by any stretch of the imagination from the D.C. Why do I always get this wrong? It's the D.C. Radio Company. All right, Doug, let's get this right. All right, the D.C. Radio Company. Also joining us is talk host Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Was here last week for the first time in many years. Victoria has been on and off this program over the years, and Rick has been as well, so that's kind of cool. Rich McFadden from the old days, the Good Day program, and been a colleague of mine for a long time, is also here to go through these stories and the people. Let's start with the story list first. At number 10, the sports talk radio world. How much, I guess I would ask, Rick, how much conversation on your program that you do daily on WDEL focuses on anything from the world of sports? Do you get into that at all?
I say about 15.3%. Now, what we have here happening with the Eagles, anytime something happens with the Eagles, like we find out Carson Wentz has actually fractured his spine. It's like Nick Foles has been destined to be the quarterback. So when things like that happen, usually with the Eagles, then it becomes, well, the biggest story in the world.
Really? The biggest story.
Okay. Hyperbole? What? Talk radio, right. No figure.
Exactly. All right. So, Victoria, in your world, how important is sports in general? You're someone who has had this vast experience on a number of good talk radio stations and programs. Do you ever feel like you're compelled to talk about sports?
Oh, I do. Yeah, especially around the time of the Super Bowl, things like that. You are, and particularly when sports becomes news, you do, definitely. But to your point of when, you know, sports becomes a big story, every time I'm in an Uber and the question becomes, where are you from? And I say, Liverpool. They immediately say, oh, Liverpool, and you got a conversation going for your entire trip. You know, we are top of the Premier League. Now, that's the biggest story in the world.
No, Manchester United.
Oh, please.
I just had to do that.
Okay. All right, number nine. You get the fold here, folks.
That
number
was
nine.
The biggest controversy of the week. You know that, Doug. You know that,
what
Doug.
You're talking about Manchester United versus Liverpool?
Yeah.
Really? No, I didn't know that because I don't follow soccer or whatever.
I'm just trolling her.
But I know you are. I got that from the tone.
That was a
troll. Yeah,
yes,
from the tone. I didn't get the substance, no, but the tone, yes. All right, let's move to number nine on our story list. It's the opening of the Aquaman film, which is, I think, this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Aquaman may be the biggest. I think Mary Poppins, frankly, will be the biggest of the season. But this time of year, there always are lots of movies that come out. Some of them are action-oriented. Some of them are thoughtful and kind of sweet. So as far as, I don't know what we do with this, other than I've seen the preview about 100 times because I love to go to the movies, and they've been pushing this thing for the past 2 months. I think it looks like a ridiculous farce myself, but that's just me. I am looking forward to Mary Poppins. All right, let's go the Liverpudlian route. Are we? Where is Mary Poppins from? Is she a Londoner, or is she from someplace outside of London?
Well, Mary Poppins is from someplace else because she just arrives, doesn't she? She arrives in the air with an umbrella and she lands with her magic her magic her sort of suitcase bag. So nobody knows where Mary Poppins is from. That's what makes her magical. So that's what's so exciting about Mary Poppins, and this is what causes young children's eyes to just pop open. And she's really coming into her own again. And I think there's something very magical about this, and very empowering to children and to young women. That look what this lady's doing. And I'm calling her a lady because she is a lady. Whereas there's something about this Aquaman movie, it's just getting these terrible reviews, and I wanted to love Aquaman.
That's stupid. All right, so I'm curious, Rick, whether you have children. I've forgotten. Your children are grown, aren't they?
Do I remember that? Daughter is grown, and I have a 5-year-old granddaughter. She's not quite ready for some of these movies. I have friends who remember the Aquaman cartoons. Do you remember those? Do you remember seeing those and how hokey they were?
All I remember is the reference. Richie, you remember you and I talked about, what was the... that show, the Entourage,
yeah,
and Vinny, whatever the character's name.
He was supposed to play Aquaman.
Yeah, right. Do you remember that as part of the theme?
That was the ever-elusive role that they finally got, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I have so many friends who saw this and said... Yeah, and they didn't want to see a remake because it's just so hokey. Come on, it's so stupid. It's going to be a waste of a great childhood memory. And I'm thinking, no, with today's video technology, they could make Clutch Cargo and Johnny Quest look cool. You know what I mean?
I would love that. You know, I had the same outlook when they came out with Ant-Man. I'm like, how in the world is that going to be a cool movie? And it was.
It's awesome.
I really like it. So I have a really open mind on anything they want to try. It may be an abysmal failure, but you know what? I'll check it out.
Well, it'll do well the first weekend.
Yeah. I think they're doing a lot of the same things that they do with so many other of these DC and Marvel action movies. Is it's all action, just all nonstop. It's so intense.
Right. Yeah. Get the endorphins going. Get everybody cranked up.
Well, what I wanted to know, Richie, was whether or not your daughter, who's, what, 10 now, 11?
11.
Is she looking forward to Mary Poppins?
Yes, yeah, she would definitely look forward to Mary Poppins.
What about your wife?
She would enjoy it. I don't know whether she's looking forward to it.
What about you?
I never saw the movie.
Never saw the first one?
No.
My God, what's the matter?
I mean, over the course of my life, obviously I've seen bits and pieces. You catch it on TV, you watch for 15 minutes. But I've never sat down and watched it from beginning to end in my entire life.
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim- give you halitosis.
I mean, I've seen the whole movie. Just in 10-minute segments.
No.
All right, we'll pause in the action here. We'll continue our conversation. Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, along with Doug Steffen, going through our talk radio review. Do you have an unhealthy colon? Is your colon making you sick? Do you even know what's making you sick? If you're not feeling well, maybe you're going to a lot of parties and things seem to be kind of plugged up. Your colon needs to be cleaned. You have an unhealthy colon. A lot of people, actually about 90% of the population, has some kind of a problem and they don't even know it with their stomach, the digestive system, the colon, that sort of thing. And make no mistake about it, 95% of all the problems you will ever have with your health are directly related to what's going on in your colon. No healthy gut, no healthy body, no healthy life. So, if you're one of the many men and women, 1 in 22 men has a plug problem, 1 in 24 women has a plug-up problem. Think of your colon as the waste management system. You need to power wash your insides, your waste management system. And the way to do it is with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula of gentle teas that will cleanse your body every day, rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, all the stuff that's in modern day food. That's it. With the pesticides, the GMOs, herbicides, all that stuff, your food is garbage more often than not. So let's cleanse your body. Let's cleanse your system with Life Change Tea. The teas are all made. They're all grown in America. The blend is made in America. It's organic. So let's get on the ball. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com and Get the Tea. Life Change Tea. See what else they have there as well. Use the discount code DJV and your tea gets shipped free. Get ready for a cleaner body, more energy. Drink it every day. I do. I have a cup right here in the studio with me every day. You can't get it any place but online at GetTheTea.com. Not in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping for a life change tea. It will do that.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. All right, so the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review, actually, going through the numbers. I don't know that I want it. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the riots in France, and that coupled with number 7, Brexit. I don't know. Other than the fact that Theresa May sort of pulled it out of her keister and saved her butt. Victoria, how do you read the Brexit situation? I think you know a lot about Theresa May, obviously, and I don't mean this to be simplistic just because you're British, but you do. You have spent, you kind of know what's going on over there. So give us your insight, will you?
Oh, this is so great, because she pulled it out. Are you kidding me? There were, like, well over 100 members of her own party voted no confidence in Theresa May this week. But that's like, no confidence is a polite way of saying, go now, and do not pass go. We want you out as prime minister. That's a vote of no confidence. So that's bad. It's bad.
But how did she stay? I thought she got enough votes to stay.
She did. But the only reason, really, she got enough votes to stay was because she announced just seconds before the vote in what was described as a very moving speech, which basically meant that she did not move, was that she would not lead her own party into the next general election. In other words, please vote for me because I will be a lame duck immediately if you vote to keep me as prime minister. In other words, I'm so dreadful, I know that, but just let me do Brexit.
Yeah, sounds like... We got to hold on to that thought. That was like a Nancy Pelosi move. 21 after the hour in the countdown.
You mean may need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, now we continue with our talk radio overview, the review, the hot hits in talk radio as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Where they have for 25, 26 years, every week been doing the charts, surveying talk radio programs, stations, and hosts around the country to get the sense of what, it's the same as the music countdown shows, except this is about talk and conversation, what's making it big time. And so we're going through the top 10 here with Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, and Victoria Jones. I'm Doug Steffen. Well, we were talking about Brexit, and I threw in a quick side-handed comment about Nancy Pelosi, who more or less, if we read between the lines, said the same thing that Theresa May did. I'm not coming back. If you vote for me this time, I'm done. Finished. So
she gave herself a bit longer than Theresa,
yes.
I think. Yeah, a little bit longer. And the great difference, of course, is that Theresa has to stand up every week in front of Parliament and listen to them going, oh, yeah, rubbish, oh, at Prime Minister's question time.
And Nancy Pelosi will be 82 by the time her term is up here. Will she even be able to stand up at the end of that time? That's probably a little bit of a swipe that may be perceived to be sexist something. Yeah. Rick, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself sometimes.
I know you can't, so go ahead.
You know, the face of the Democratic Party now, where you have the socialist Democrats, the young people who seem to, based on their quotes, not understand how government works. But then you've got Nancy Pelosi in her 80s, Joe Biden being considered for presidency. You've got Bernie Sanders. This is the youth of the Democratic Party?
Well,
right.
The Republicans don't have anybody. Trump is 72. And Michael Bloomberg, who looks like he's going to jump into the race, and from my point of view, I hope he does, he's at least 70, I want to say
he's
72, 73. No, he's going to be running as an independent.
Yeah.
You can do all your you want to, Richie.
Yeah.
He stands a good chance of winning, whether you like him. You don't like him because he wants you to drink soda.
Recognition. That's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Look at Trump.
Right.
Look at these other people. All right, so anyway, we'll save that for another conversation. The number six item, Times Person of the Year, all of those news media folks, including the one who got killed, and his last words were, "I can't breathe." Can you But all the stuff that's coming out about this guy Khashoggi and what happened to him, and the Saudis still shrug their shoulders. And apparently the rest of the world's kind of shrugging their shoulders, too. I don't know whether this is... Time magazine has become sort of one of these outfits that's self-fulfilling. It's always about them or the people that are around them. So it doesn't surprise me anyway that they made the news media the person of the year. Does it surprise anybody here?
No.
The only thing I would say, Doug, and I'm going to speak seriously for one second, is read the Time article, because it's not just about Khashoggi. It's also about
I understand there's four others, I think, right?
In prison and have been killed just doing their jobs and reporting on the stories that we all talk about. And it's worldwide. And, you know, you talk about the Capital Gazette in Maryland where five journalists were just
murdered. Right, got killed. So, yes, I got that part of it.
There's some serious stuff going on. So, yeah, this is Khashoggi's the face of it, but it's not about him.
I don't mean to belittle the people, Victoria. I don't want people to carry that away from it. I'm belittling Time. Remembering when I was a kid, I was told by a teacher that Time magazine was for people who couldn't think and Look magazine was for people who couldn't read. It came from the same public, and Time magazine for a long time has been doing that. Most of the news media follows in suit with that, trying to tell people what to think and how to think, because obviously the American public is not smart enough to be able to think, to figure things out and think on their own. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg, and I partnered with the following companies for part two of my 2018 Hot Holiday Gift Trends. Netgear combined three top trending technologies into the Orbi Voice Mesh Wi-Fi, featuring Amazon's Alexa Voice Assistant and a powerful room-filling audio system. Netgear partnered with the leading provider of premium audio technology, Harman Kardon, to deliver this super-sounding smart product. The Tiffin Company has two gift solutions for drone operators and smartphone users. Tiffin's aerial filter kits for DJI drone operators capture stunning in-flight imaging content like never before, and the Steadicam Volt is the first handheld stabilizer to allow smartphones and GoPro Hero cameras to shoot stable videos. Office Depot makes gifting simple this holiday season with Nest smart home products and by having them installed by one of Office Depot's certified technicians. As an Nest Pro partner, Office Depot has over 6,000 certified techs to provide installation services. WeBoost Drive Sleep gives the gift of peace of mind by keeping you connected while driving. This FCC-certified in-vehicle cell phone signal booster amplifies all wireless signals to a single cell phone regardless of vehicle type and is simple to install. Holidays are all about creating memories, and the Quilt 2 can save your memories and money while storing your digital photos. It turns any external drive into a private personal cloud, so you can offload photos and videos from a smartphone and other devices and still access them anytime, anywhere. Happy Holidays. I'm David Gregg for BehindTheBuy.com.
Howdy, folks. Carl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket. But it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Department of Homeland Security officials now warning migrants at the southern U.S. border about the dangers of crossing it illegally. That after a 7-year-old girl died while in U.S. custody, 8 hours after she and her father and over 160 other migrants gave themselves up to Customs and Border Protection in New Mexico last week. DHS says she hadn't had any food or water for days, and she died of shock and dehydration. This week has seen a series of farewell speeches by U.S. senators who won't be returning. The latest, Democrat Claire McCaskill, who says that the chamber is broken.
And if we don't have the strength to look in the mirror and fix it, the American people are going to grow more and more cynical, and they might do something crazy like elect a reality TV star president.
This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dug sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now for us to resume our conversation about the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the information provided to all of us from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see the list actually printed there of the top stories, the top 10 of the week, and the top 10 people that are on the list. Also, a lot of other things that are ancillary to the talk radio business at talkers.com, including Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of exciting stuff. And so every week we do this, and I've had over the years the pleasure of talking to lots of great talk radio folks. This week our pleasure is presented by Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and Doug Steffen from points east, north, south, and west, and from places that nobody's ever heard of before. Okay, let's get back to the list. The I don't know what to make. Number five is the testimony of the Google CEO. Somebody said to me earlier on the air today, I think it was Victoria Keelan, that she doesn't remember life without Google. Maybe all of us are. Think about it in a sense. The impact that Google has had on our lives, and the same two guys who came up with it are still running it. So what is the impact? I'll go around the room. Let's start with you, Victoria. What do you think the testimony that Google CEO made this week, what's the impact of it, if anything? Really?
Well, there was very little impact, I don't think, except that he doesn't think that his company can be too big. He's happy to do business with China, which is more than happy.
That's
to
really what
to
this was about. Right. Yeah. And that, I mean, this was about opening up the world of Google in China, which the Chinese have stalled on. And but imagine how huge that market is. Huge.
Yeah, and he's happy to have a censored internet. He has no problem with it. And it also showed me how unprepared the senators were for a very, very well-prepared guy who apparently has passed every test and exam he took in his life and sailed through that hearing. And if you'd had a few well-prepared people like, and I know this guy was never a senator, but Daryl Issa used to be really, really hot on tech. He was brilliant on tech. And another person who was brilliant on tech was Al Franken. And I know they're both gone, and I know they both had problems for both sides of the aisle, but if you had just handed over the questioning to those two guys, they would have had a field day with this guy.
That's one of the scarier things in today's world for me, is that our government really doesn't understand, the lawmakers anyway, really don't understand technology. And we are such a technology-based world now that they are just clueless when it comes to making the laws and protecting our infrastructure and our privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are specialists among the lawmakers who do get it, and but they're few and far between, and it's a shame.
Well,
I worry less about the lawmakers getting it, and I think that as long as we get it and we understand, we can protect ourselves. I really do, because they are clueless. They didn't know how Facebook works. One thought that Google made the iPhone. If it's for free and it's online, you are the product. People need to remember this. If something is free online, they're making money off of you. You are the product. And Google does evil. Google does evil every day. On their marketplace, they have an app now that will allow people in Indonesia to report Muslim heresy in countries that are Muslim, and Indonesia is not technically a Muslim country, but in those that are, especially, you can be killed legally for committing a heresy. And Google's platform says, okay, we can do that. What are they doing in China that also is dangerous for people's lives? We need to, as you and I and everyone listening, we need to have an understanding of this where our lawmakers don't. Don't count on them to protect you. No, no, no. Yeah. We need to have a better understanding of just how dangerous this can be.
I hear you, Rick, but here's the problem. They own the infrastructure that it all runs on. And
yep.
And they're the overseers of all of that. So if they're the ones that are creating the train tracks and don't realize that China has a train that can derail one of ours, that spells problems.
It's just
so use a Tor browser like Epic.
Yeah. Well, I always go incognito.
Yep. All right, number four on the list of the top ten stories is a focus on the financial markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's, all the various ways we have of measuring supposedly our economic health. These things are impacted by something that I know a good deal about, i.e. This trade thing with China and how it's affecting the American family farmer, and that affects the commodities that are raised by our agricultural interests are huge. I mean, they're more than huge. That's a silly word to use. I don't even know if there's a word broad enough for people to understand how big these markets are, all the commodity markets, whether it's foodstuffs, grain, corn, it's oil, all of the things that are part of what goes on in cross-border trading. We seem to have fixed the old NAFTA SHAFTA thing so that we have a better deal with Canada and Mexico. At least that's what Trump is telling us. Now they're trying to do the same thing. They fixed whatever problems there were with Europe. Now Asia and mostly China is what's left. I found out this week that I don't know how many of you know this, number one, the most popular car in China is a Buick. Do you know that? Oh, you know
oh, yeah.
that?
Has been for years.
Buick's number one car.
Sign of stature.
Right. So the deal was that the Chinese, as a result of some of the parleying back and forth, at first were going to slap a 40% tax on all General Motors cars, because GM is basically, you know, they got some Fords, but mostly GM stuff is what's from America over there. And then this week it was announced they're going to cut it back at 15%, which is what most of the tariffs are around the world for imported cars. So that stabilized things, but we still can't seem to get the agricultural market. This week the Farm Bill was signed, and in the Farm Bill, this is an outrage on its own, the Farm Bill basically still giving money away to people who don't need it, whether it's welfare recipients or it's the big agribusinesses and conglomerates that are going to get billions of dollars because they're pals with the people on the conference committee, make sure they get their payouts from the taxpayer even though they don't need a nickel of it. Meanwhile, the American family farmer is starving literally. They're being choked out by the actions of Monsanto and Bayer and Dow and ADM, Cargill. It's just, it's outrageous. And yet, you know, this stuff isn't noticed as much by people because it only is part of the cog in the wheel of the financial market activity. But yet it's a very important part of our own fiscal health and our health all across the board. So anyway, Trump said that he wasn't happy with a person that he put in charge of the Fed. Oh, why don't you take that person out? Fire him. You don't like him. I mean, why talk about it? Why not just do something? What's everybody else around the room? Rick, what do you say?
Well, I like to, if you don't mind, you know, my granddad was a dairy farmer. He taught hundreds of farmers how to make cheese. And when my dad was asked to take over the business, Dad said, no, there's two things that are going to destroy the family farms when it comes to dairy, portable refrigeration and the interstate. I'm listening to you, and I'm picturing my grandfather and my dad having these conversations. And what I'd like to know from you, Doug, as a guy who really understands this, what do you think the government should or should not do? What is the solution when it comes to
the
family farms?
The solution is the government to get the hell out of the farming business so they can do like every other business, set their own prices and get what the marketplace thinks they ought to pay. The farmer charges what he needs to charge or she needs to charge for the work they're doing, and people pay it or they go hungry. That's it. But it's so complicated now because of all of these supports, it's almost impossible to get the government out of this. They have made a mess of the dairy industry. Dairy farmers, there were 400 dairy farms went out of business in New York State this year, almost 600 in Wisconsin. This is not sustainable. You got milk coming in from Canada, from China, from Mexico. The dairy farmers cannot survive, and thus a lot of land goes dormant. We're wasting a very important natural resource. It's intolerable as far as I'm concerned. And it's across
Mexico
the board.
From China is a dangerous prospect. So your vote counts. What do you do about that then? Obviously the vote counts, right, Doug?
Well, the average person now, remember, only 2% of the American public actually lives and works on farms anymore. So it's not a big deal. People aren't close to it. I know people come to my farm and they're in awe of the animals, or they see the tractor. They don't understand how anything works. They don't. They're not close to it anymore. They didn't. The kids think the food comes from the grocery store. That's what they think. So,
well, there's a percentage of people who think that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
Yes!
Wait, it doesn't?
Correct.
What?
Wait,
I know,
yeah, really.
I know.
Rich.
Right. I know.
Okay. You can count on McFadden to screw up a good conversation. 44 past the hour. Here's a way to leave a lasting impression on people. All these studies that prove that your smile is your most unforgettable feature. There are lots of solutions. There are a lot of people who have tried the tray method, the 30-minute method, but they can get a little sensitive and a little pricey as well. If you have stains on your teeth as a result of you drinking coffee or tea or red wine, maybe you're still smoking, then this is the way to lift the stains off. You don't bury them. You don't cover them. You don't use the toothpaste that has those little pearls in them that eat away at your enamel. No, you have this patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent and power swabs that takes the stains away. And every five times you use it, the increase in the value of your smile is very noticeable. Power swabs will remove the stains on your teeth. And you got caps, okay, stains come off of the caps. Veneers, same thing, stains come off of the veneers. Dry power swabs. The deal is, if you call 800-208-1797, want to make this a nice little stocking stuffer for somebody you know who could use a little teeth whitening? Very sweet. Nice thing to send along. 800-208-1797. Get the power swabs at half price, half the retail price, by using the DJV phone number, which is 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here. Maybe you can use Doug Steffen's name, whatever. 50% off the retail price. Clean your teeth. Look much better. Get a better job. Get a better date. All your things will be better. And really, it will. Smile is what people look at first. Get the best one you can possibly have by calling 800-208-1797.
I'm behind the buy.com's David Gregg, and I partnered with the following companies for part one of my 2018 hot holiday gift trends. Lenovo's Legion Y530 features savage performance, portability, and serious style, making it the perfect holiday gift for serious gamers. It's thermally optimized to run cooler and quieter, and features a dual-channel thermal system with 70 individual fan blades per channel. Kaspersky's award-winning Total Security is a must security solution for PC, Mac, and Android users. It features privacy, money, and identity protection from online threats like malware, ransomware, and phishing. The Safe Kids controls allow parents to block content, manage time use, while monitoring online safety. Energizer's Vision HD Plus Focus Headlamp features 5 light modes for outdoor and home projects. Energizer's durable Tac 700 is ideal for car emergencies and outdoor or indoor illumination. And don't forget batteries. Energizer's Ultimate Lithium batteries remain the top pick for powering all tech devices. OtterBox, the number one most trusted brand in cell phone case protection, makes cases to safeguard our most important possession. Choose from the Germ-Fighting Defender Series Pro or Stylish Symmetry Series. Their Pursuit Series is for people faced with rough and rugged surroundings. ReadySets 3D playsets bring kids' toys to life. They require no power yet feature hands-on and imaginative play. They come in different sizes and require no assembly. Just fold them out for big fun and fold away for easy storage. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
All right, let's finalize the conversation here by a discussion of what happened to Mr. Cohen this week and how the sentencing and all the shots he took at Donald Trump. What do you make of that, Rick?
It seems to me the prosecution is going to have a tough time with this when they say, well, this is collusion. He ordered him to make these payments and it involves the campaign. It's a matter of intent, seems to me. And if Trump says, well, the intent was, I didn't want Melania to know. So I said, yeah, there's nothing illegal about these payments, the kind of payments. And Mueller's team and the state of New York, whoever decides they're going to prosecute this, they're going to be the ones saying, oh, no, no, the intent was to fool and trick the American voter who, for some reason, they believe, with these two additional affairs, oh, this is why people would not have voted for Trump if they had known. And I'm thinking, nah, it's already baked in. What do you guys think?
Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who can forget, if anybody who's been around for the last 30 or 40 years, the spaghetti westerns that started with Clint Eastwood and Lee Van Cleef and some of the old-time westerners, spaghetti westerns, because they were made in Italy. Actually, they were made in Spain, but they were called spaghetti westerns. I don't know how that all started. But anyway, Clint Eastwood is in the news today. Chuck Curry is our movie man, and I'm guessing it's because of the opening of the movie The Mule. Is that right, Chucker?
That's right. This is the first Clint Eastwood movie that he is the star of since 2012's Trouble with the Curve. So it's been 6 years since Clint has been the star of his own film.
Wasn't that the baseball movie with Amy Adams?
Yeah, it was.
That was a good movie. That was a nice movie. I like that movie. This one looks like it could be controversial, Chucker. It looks like Bradley Cooper's in it as the two of them are becoming inseparable. They're all on each other's projects, and it looks like Bradley's learning a lot from Eastwood's way. And so what do we get out of this? What do we think about
the review? The reviews, for the most part, I haven't seen, I'm going to try to see it this weekend, but the reviews are mostly much more positive than they are negative. You know, it's hard to believe he's Clint, 88 years old.
He looks it though now. He does.
Started in the spaghetti westerns, did the TV show Rawhide from 59 to 65, and then after the spaghetti westerns, bounced in to the role of Dirk. And that really altered, I think, his career in a very positive way. Franchise is very well embraced.
Wasn't Burt Reynolds supposed to get that? Was Burt Reynolds in line for Dirty Harry?
Actually, it was Frank Sinatra that was offered the role, but wound up turning it down. And then I think they asked John Wayne also, and he turned it down, and then Clint wound up getting it. You know, it's interesting. The Dirty Harry franchise, for me, plays a lot like the Rocky franchise. The first one is much more serious type material, and then some of the sequels are a little lighter in tone, a little bit more fun, but they're all very entertaining, and you know, I think it's very generational, the Dirty Harry movies, to be honest with you. I think people could pop them in DVD, Blu-ray, and have a really good time watching them.
The first ones, they sort of are contemporaries of the movie Bullet, Steve McQueen. And that bunch that were, that was all at the same time.
How come they haven't remade those movies, Chuck? Why hasn't Dirty Harry been revived somehow?
Because there's probably only one Dirty Harry is Clint Eastwood. Not to say that they wouldn't, I think maybe, who knows, maybe Monday morning we'll wake up and there's an announcement, I don't know. I'm sure eventually, that'll get to the remake line, like everything else.
Yeah. All right, so we have that coming out this week. What else do we have coming out this weekend? What are the prospects for some of this? Is Aquaman out this week?
No, that's next week. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, a new animated interpretation of the popular comic book character, getting great reviews from the directors of the Lego movie. It's expected to open number one, about $35-40 million. And then this young adult type action movie produced by Peter Jackson, Mortal Engines, which I got to be honest, I have no interest.
Looks awful.
Seeing it
awful.
Oh yeah,
awful.
It doesn't
awful,
look very good.
Awful, awful.
And there's Doug Steffen.
Usually, when you give a glowing review like that, it doesn't do very well. Yeah.
No. Well, I've just been looking because, I love to go to the movies, and I try to go sometimes once or twice a week, depending on what else is going on.
Wow.
And I've seen the trailer for Aquaman about 100 times, and I tell you, there's nothing about that movie that appeals to me, but it's not for me. It's not for me. It's not for Richie. It's not for you. It's for a much younger crowd, is it not?
Sure, it's for me. No, don't throw me out of the gore yet.
Yeah, I'm from the Aquaman. I mean, I watched the cartoon, so.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's interesting. Of all these big films opening, on Wednesday or Tuesday night, three more big films open. You got Mary Poppins Returns, you got Aquaman, and you got Bumblebee, which is a Transformers spinoff. And believe it or not, the best review of that bunch, and I would never have believed it, is actually Bumblebee, which is like 98% positive.
Really?
On Rotten Tomatoes, they say it plays really well as a coming-of-age movie. It stars Haley Seinfeld, she of True Grit,
coming up.
Famous little girl, Bridges, in that movie. So there's a lot of big, big studio films going into the holiday season. Although Mary Poppins is getting good reviews, and so is Aquaman for the most part. Although some people who don't like Aquaman, some people absolutely love what they see, supposedly really, really a different type movie visually. So
I want to see Vinny from Entourage play Aquaman. I don't want to see this guy play Aquaman.
Me too.
That straightened out. All right, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie moments every day at this time on the DJV program. 59 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.